Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, one staple of the field days, Brooke, as I understand, is the market stalls. I've made my own out the front, basing it off the Monash markets and some of the great stuff we saw there. During the song, you've had a bit of a look around. You've got a few items. You've brought a few back. I think there are some great prices. What have you picked up?
Well, look, there's a couple of genuine interests and a couple that I feel like I need to bring up with you separately. First things first, though, a Hanson CD.
$2.
It's the album Middle of Nowhere. I think I actually had this as a kid.
Oh, brilliant. It's got Mbop on it and it's got Where's the Love. So some great tracks from Hanson in the late 90s.
Absolute banger. Only $2. Honestly, I'd pay that for the album. That's fine.
All right. That's a win.
Cool. Now, I did want to bring these up with you. There are three CDs here. They are all stacked together. They are titled Lazy Eye, Live at Chapel Lane, Pocket the Black. Three of them. All sealed.
Yeah, still mint.
You've put a price on there, $3 for $100.
And you're paying that price because they are in such good condition. Working at radio stations, you tend to get a lot of CDs as promotions, or at least you used to 10 years ago or so. I stole these from a previous radio station. Never given away. No one has ever claimed them. That's why I've got three of them. That's why they are still in the plastic. A steal at $100 for all three.
That is an awful price, and I will not be purchasing it.
Even with the bundle. All right.
Even as a bundle.
One for 50?
Nah. Not happening. Okay. Sorry. Also, I wanted to just bring up, there is a like a foil of Panadol.
Yep.
All of them but one have been used.
Yeah, but it's only 50 cents.
50 cents for a Panadol. I've given you Panadol in the studio before, just with no price on it.
You know what? I'll knock it down to 20 cents because it has been in my hot car and maybe is a little past its prime.
I think from now on, I'm just going to charge you for Panadol use. That seems fair. Also, there's a hand cream.
$4.
In here. Hand cream. It's been used. It's a coconut oil one. $4. It's mine.
Yeah, I pinched it off your desk yesterday. Oh, actually, there's another item, actually.
Oh, no.
This pasta bracelet that you made me, I'll give that away for $1.
I made that with love for you.
I just thought it would be worth something.
And now you're trying to sell it. Last thing I just want to bring up, the metal detector.
$10.
It has no batteries in it, no battery, case. It doesn't even look like it would work.
That's why it's $10.
It's not worth $10.
Oh, worth it for parts, surely. There's still a lot of good bargains to be found. Welcome, Whitey, this morning.
You got to send me broke, Bob. There's so many good things here.
Thank you. I shouldn't have given Brooke the first pass. You're really massaging my feelings here. What takes your eye at the market stall this morning?
You know what? I see a radio award there. The 1980 Golden Stylus Award?
This is actually quite a good find. If you're familiar with the work of Street Remley, he was a legendary radio ad man out of Adelaide. So this is his award, I believe, for the Egg Marketing Board of New South Wales. I have crossed out the word Street Remley and wrote Big Bob Lozza.
I have seen that.
$15. Interested?
Will you take 12? Do we haggle here?
Yeah, I can give you 12 on that. That's a good item.
We definitely haggle. Nothing is worth what it is priced at.
Now, Whitey, Hallerdon races this weekend. Ooh. I know you've got an extensive necktie wardrobe. I've got a little tie-dyed turtle one I bought in Malaysia. That's $9.
So it's actually an import as well.
It's an import, yeah. It's some would say a souvenir.
Oh, wow. Sold. I'll take two.
Also, there's a wheat bag that I made in year 8 home economics. I've stitched the words Robin onto the front. I don't like to admit it, but that's what Big Bob Lozza is short for. $5. I would give it to you for 3.
So is the hair on it complimentary as well?
There is a bit of hair on there, isn't it? Yeah, that could be dog, that could be synthetic, that could be blanket.
Can we also confirm whether that actually heats up and doesn't explode in a microwave?
Oh, look, we haven't done it for about 10 years.
Great.
But
one way to find out.
The wheat might have germinated by now. Finally, this is actually a donation from Brooke, and I think this is a good item. For $20, it's another 2008 item.
Mm-hmm.
It's Brooke's Year 7 graduation DVD, or is it a CD with photos on it?
No, it is a DVD. Not only that, though, it's kind of a 2-for-1 because it is not just mine. It is also Jess, our receptionist's Year 7 graduation DVD. We went to the same school, so you will be able to see both of us in our, 13-year-old glory.
Maybe you also went to school with Brooke and you've lost your Renmark Primary School Class of 2008 DVD. If you want to get a replacement, I don't want to... We'll start call-in bids, actually. Let's open it up. Whitey, you got to make a decision.
You know what? That just reminds me of how old I am. I graduated from high school well before that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you don't want it as a
mentor? No, burn it with fire.
I am offended that of all the things there, you've bought just about everything from Bob and you won't take my year 7 graduation.
I'm looking at this artwork, though.
Well, my mum unknowingly donated some artwork. We've got 3 paintings here I found in my shed. Look, there's different colours and sizes. You could do a gallery wall, Whitey.
There's a hole in one, so do I get a discount?
Yes, you can have $2 off as a bundle. They're worth $1,000.
Whoa.
I'll take them. I'll take them. It's one of a kind art. You can't put a price on that.
Well, look, I mean, you can't exactly come down, but we're here till 9 o'clock and heaps more field days action to come.